Ian, a seventh place finish and finishing on 51 points this season. A good way to end the season with a 1-0 victory here at Bastion Gardens.
It's important to win the game. It's important that we got through the 50-point barrier, and the boys' target was to get seventh place, which they did do. So, yeah, a successful day all round.
Peter Hoy did well in goal, keeping a clean sheet. Is he going to put any pressure on Mike Lewis for the final next week?
Yeah, he's giving me a decision, isn't it? But no, I think, listen, Pete was great, and the defence and the team in front of him was really good as well to stop and negate them creating chances. So all in all, it was a good team performance.
Any standout performances for you this afternoon?
No, I think it was the team's performance that was that was the winner overall today. I thought everyone dug in when they needed to dig in. Not having a proper goalkeeper in goal, obviously, it meant that we had to be... defensively sound, and I thought we were. And when we went forward, we looked really, really dangerous, and maybe could have scored another couple of goals.
Okay, thank you, Ian. And it was Sean James's 300th appearance today. Congratulations, Sean. And happy with the clean sheet today?
Yeah, very happy and very proud.
I've been asked to ask you. You've made 300 appearances. Are you going to make 301 by one of the directors this afternoon?
Let's hope so. You can ask the manager. He's here.
Obviously, did you have to play any differently with Peter behind you? Did you have to think a bit more about playing differently just to sort of help out Peter at times?
No, it's fine. Peter's done well in the last couple of games, so we had every confidence in him. So. And, same as usual.
And now back in the side, hoping to keep that place for next week's World Cup final.
I hope so. Another proud moment it'll be, but we'll keep going.
Okay, another congratulations day is for Chris Venables, who's now won the Welsh Premier Golden Boot with 24 league goals this season, beating Rhys Griffiths into second place with 22. Chris, a proud moment for you to win the Welsh Premier League Golden Boot?
Yeah, very proud. Very pleased with that, especially coming from midfield. It's been a good season. And like I say, the goals have kept coming, which is good. All in all, very, very pleased.
I did hear something. I'm not sure on the accuracy of it, but I did get told that your first goal outside the area was on Tuesday, which isn't bad for a midfielder. So going forward, Aberystwyth have been really good going forward this season, giving you them chances in the box to score goals.
Yeah, definitely. I think it quite possibly was the first time I scored from outside the box, but that's only testament to our other players, our wingers. Jeff Calloway and Craig Williams have been fantastic all year, and they've created the chances for me, so I can only be thankful for them as well.
And do you think you'll manage to score in the Welsh Cup final next week?
I certainly hope so.
Thanks very much. Going back to Ian now to talk about the Welsh Cup final. Any changes ready for the Welsh Cup final, or are we looking to try and win with the tie we got out today?
No, listen, it's a different game, isn't it? It's an important game, so obviously the boys have done great today. It's a different game, so we go again this week. We'll do things right. We'll train on Tuesday, and we'll make sure things are right, and we'll give it our best shot on Saturday. But, you know, we'll go there full of confidence.
And finally, after hearing what Sean and Chris have to say, do you think Sean will make 301 appearances, and do you think Venners will score a goal in the Welsh Cup final next week?
Venners is a cert. Sean, we'll have to have a discussion about that. But no, listen, Sean's been great. You know, listen, he's been a stalwart to the club. He's played over 300 games in the Welsh Premier League. And that's not mean feat, by the way, because to play over 300 games in the Welsh Premier League, it takes character, and it takes someone that can play football as well. And he can certainly do both.